Today's Amud is Megillah Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, five lines from the top. Kol Halayla Kash L'Ktzira Sa'imer. So the Mishnah listed a list of mitzvahs that have to be done during the day, that they're kosher the entire day. And then the Mishnah listed a list of mitzvahs that are done at night that are kosher the entire night. So says the Gemara that Kol Halayla Kasher L'Ktzira Sa'imer. The Mishnah had mentioned that the entire night is kosher for Ktzira Sa'imer. So says the Gemara, what's the makar that Ktzira Sa'imer is supposed to be done at night, and then Mamelo that you have the whole night to do the mitzvah? The Amar Mar, because we said that Ktzira Usfira Balayla V'Hava B'Yoyim. When it comes to the Aymer, so Ktzira Sa'imer and Sfira Sa'imer, we know we count at night. The Ktzira was also done at night. The bringing of the carbon Aymer, that's what's done during the day. And Rashi brings that the Gemara Menachos learns this out from Sukkim. But Al Kapanim, that's the halacha, that the Ktzira is done at night. Lehekter Chalavim Ve'Ivarim, the Mishnah said that these are also done at night. Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, Kol Halayla Adabaker. So you see, you have the night to do it. And then the Mishnah ended off and it said that anything that you have the day to do the mitzvah, so you have the whole day to do the mitzvah. So ask the Gemara that the Mishnah already gave us a list. Why do we have to then say this rule? Zeh haklal is mashma, it's coming to be married by another case. Says the Gemara, it's lasuye sidur bezichen v'silik bezichen. It's coming to be marveh, that which they would set up when they exchanged the lechem upon them every Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, so they would also exchange the spoons of spices, of bezichen. So this, that they would set up the new bezichen and take off the old bezichen, so that's also kosher the entire day. You have the whole day to do it. Rabbi Yaisi, and it's coming to teach us, the Mishnah is coming to allude to Rabbi Yaisi's Shita, the Tanya we learned to the Braisa. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, that see like as a Yeshana Shachris, that if you take away the old bezichen in the morning, and Sidur as a Chadasha Arvis, and you only put on the new one at the end of the day, the Arvis, at the end of the afternoon, say Ein Bekach Klum, there's nothing wrong with that, that's okay. Umani Mekayim Lefanai Tamit. The Pasuk says that it's supposed to be there constantly. So this seems like it's not constant. If you only exchanged it, you took away the old one in the morning and you put on the new one in the afternoon. So Lucher, it's not constant. Says the Gemara, no, it's included in Tamit. Constant just means Shaloi, we'll use the gears of Shaloi Yalin Shulchan Balei Lechem. It means that you can't go the entire night, you can't go an entire day without having the shulchan set up properly. But if you take off the old one in the morning and you put on the new one later that day, so that's fine, you have the whole day to put on the new one. And then the Mishnah said at the end that in the mitzvah that you have the night to do it, so you have the entire night. So what's that coming to be, Marbe? Says the Gemara, Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Achilas Psachem. The chiddush of this is that's coming to teach us that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that you have the entire night to eat the Karban Pesach udulai Kriblaz ben Azariah, which is coming to be la'afuke, the Shita of Kriblaz ben Azariah, who says that you only have until Chatzais. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says b'Karban Pesach va'achlu asabasar ba'layla hazeh. So Amr Blaza ben Azariah, Rabbi Blaza ben Azariah said, now what does it mean you have to eat the Karban Pesach on this night? What does it mean at night? Nemar kan b'layla hazeh, v'nemar lahalan v'avarti b'aris Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. It says by Makas B'chairis, it says that I passed through Mitzrayim on this night, b'layla hazeh. So we darshan b'layla hazeh, that ma lahalan ad chatzais, avkan ad chatzais. Just like Makas B'chairis happened when the clock ticked chatzais, so too Karban Pesach you have until Chatzais, eat the Karban Pesach. So our Mishnah says that mitzvahs that you have the night to perform them, you have the whole night to perform them. La'afuke, the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that you only have until Chatzais. Hajin alach, hakayri l'mafreya. Says the Mishnah, Vayter now. Hakayri es ha-Megillah oimed v'yoshev. A person who reads the Megillah, so he can read it both standing, he can read it sitting. Kara Echad, Kara Ushnayim. You could have one person reading the Megillah. You could have two people reading the Megillah at the same time. We're not going to say that you can't hear two sounds at the same time. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, we'll see in the Gemara that you could hear two sounds at the same time. And therefore, in all these cases, you're Yatsu, you're Yaitzu the Mitzvah. Says the Mishnah now that Makom Shenagu Levarich Yivarich, in a place where the minhag is to make a bracha after reading the Megillah, so then you make a bracha. If that's the minhag, then you have to keep the minhag. Ushalo Yivarich, lo Yivarich. And the minhag is not to make a bracha at the end of Mikra Megillah. Everybody makes one before, the Shaila is after. If you're in a place where the minhag is not to make a bracha after, so then lo Yivarich, you don't have to. Rashi says you don't have to make a bracha. If you want to, you could, but then you don't have to make a bracha achrayna. Says the Mishnah now that we mentioned the mitzvah, the halachis of Kriyas Megillah, of Mikra Megillah, so now the Mishnah is going to go on a tangent a little bit and speak about the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTaira. So says the Gemara that B'sheni V'chamishi B'Shabbos B'Mincha Kairin. It says that on Mondays and Thursdays and on Mincha of Shabbos, so you're Kairin Shleisha, so you read three aliyahs by the Taira. You have three aliyahs, Ein Paichsin Mehen Vein Maisif and Alayan. You're not allowed to do less. There's a takana to specifically lane three aliyahs. And you're not allowed to add. People have to get to work. It's tircha de tzibura to do extra aliyahs. So you're not allowed to add to the three aliyahs. Ve'ein maftiner benavi. We don't have a haftira, as opposed to, as we'll see soon, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tifer, we have a haftira. When it comes to the weekday kriyas haftira, so they weren't mesakin a haftira. It says the Mishnah that the one who gets up for the first aliyah and the one who goes for the last aliyah, the Paiseach and the Chayseim, so they're the ones who make a bracha. The one who gets the first aliyah makes a bracha before Kriyas HaTaira, and then the one who gets the last aliyah makes the bracha after. Not like what we do today, that everybody who's aila for the aliyah, every single person who's aila makes a bracha both before and after. The original system is that the first aliyah, he would make the original bracha, the first bracha, and then the one who got the final aliyah, he would make the bracha achreina. Says the Mishnah now, Barashi Chadashim uvechula shalmayid, on Rosh Chodesh and Cholamayid, which are more special days. There's an element of Isra Malacha even on Rosh Chodesh for women, on Cholosh Amayid for sure. So Kairin Arba, so people are less busy, the Mela, it's less Tircha de Tzibura. So you read four Aliyahs. The more special the day, we'll see in the Mishnah, the more special the day, so we add Aliyahs, kafi the specialness of the day. We want there to be more Aliyahs, and we don't have the Chisaron of Tircha de Tzibura, because anyways, there's an element of Isra Malacha. So therefore, in Rosh Chodesh and Cholamai, we have four aliyahs. Ein Paichsin Mehen, because we want the day to be special, so you can't do less than four. Ve'ein Maisif in Alayan, but don't do more than four, because people could, at the end of the day, have a term to go to work, and therefore, more than four would already be considered Tircha de Tzibura. Ve'ein Maftir Benavi, we don't have a Haftiro. And in this halacha is the same. The one who gets the first aliyah of the four, and the one who gets the last aliyah of the four, so they're the ones that make the bracha. The first aliyah makes the bracha rishayna, and then the last aliyah makes the bracha achrayna. This is the rule. Kol sheyesh by musaf ve'eino yomtiv. Any day that has musaf and not yomtiv, referring to just Rosh Chodesh and Cholamayid. So kairin arba. So then you read four aliyahs. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. B'yamtav chamisha, yamtav, which is more special, so then we have five aliyahs. Also, there's less of a problem of tircha de tzibura, because there's mamish and isra malacha on yamtav. It's not even like cholamayit. There's mamish and isra malacha on yamtav. The only heter is raichel nefesh, so therefore we make it five aliyahs. B'yamakipurim, which is even more special, and we have less a problem of tircha de tzibura, because you're not even allowed to do malacha l'tzarech raichel nefesh, so then we have shisha, so then we have six aliyahs. And then B'Shabbos, which is the most special, so then we have Shiva, then we have seven, and there's no problem of Tircha de Tzibura, like Yom Kippur, because on Shabbos, anyways, people are not fasting. On Yom Kippur, people are fasting, so to make them hear another Aliyah, maybe that's an element of Tircha de Tzibura, this is the way that Nemuki Yosef explains the Mishnah, but on Shabbos, that there's no fasting, so there's no Tircha de Tzibura, so we have seven Aliyahs. Ein Paich Samehem, we don't do less, because we want the day to be special, each day according to what it is. Avo Maisif in Alayan, but if you want to, so you're allowed to add more. Umaftirin Benavi, and you're allowed, and we're mafter, we have a Haftira in Navi, we have the Haftira, we'll get back to that in a second. And Apaiseya, Vachaisim Batira, Mevarich Lefanei Lachareho, and then again, this is the same Allah as all the days of Kriyas HaTaira, that the original system was that the one who gets called up for the first Aliyah, he makes the Bracha Rishayna, and then the one who gets called up for the last Aliyah, so he makes the Bracha after the Kriya. Now regarding this halacha that we said that we do a haftira during these days, on Yom Tov and Shabbos, so what's the ending of haftira? So if you look in the Avudraham by Shachar Shel Shabbos, he explains that the Makar, where it came from, the idea of having a haftira. And he explains over there, there's more details added by others, that basically during Galus Yavon, so Antiochus, as one of the many gezeiros that he made against Klal Yisrael, so one of the gezeiros that he made is that we're not allowed to read from the Torah. We can't have Kriyas HaTorah. So what Chazal did was, if we can't have Kriyas HaTorah, is they selected a select portion from Navi, from Nach, and from Navi, and they said that we should read something that had to do with the Indian of the Parsha. And they said that since we don't have Kriyas HaTorah, so we're going to make something called the Haf Torah, where you read something, and it's the Indian, the Parsha, and it's called the Haf Torah with a test, Milashim Petur, that will be Pater, will be Paiter, Archiv of Kriyas HaTorah, will be Yaitse, through this reading of the Haf Torah, through this reading of the Parsha in Navi. Now, once the Gezerah went away, so Lamaisa, they kept the Haf Torah in its place. That Gezerah, once the Gezerahs of Antiochus went away, once the Yavanim were defeated, they still kept this original Takana of having the Haf Torah, and that's why we still lay the Haf Torah today, but that was the original reason why they were misaking the Haftarah, at least that's the way that Vudraham explains. Says the Gemara now, and we mentioned by Megillah, so you can read the Megillah both sitting and standing. Now by Kriyas HaTorah, the Mishnah didn't say that. So says the Gemara, the Tana, we learned in the Braisa that it's taka not true, that Masha ain't came by Torah. Now when it comes to Torah, you have to lay it standing, you're not allowed to lay it sitting. The Meiri explains, because we want there to be a certain sense of Yira when you have Kriyas HaTorah, when you're reading from the Torah, and therefore it has to specifically, it has to be done specifically standing. Ask the Gemara, Minani Mili, what's the Makar? I'm Rabbi Avayu Damar Krav, because the pasuk says, "My Matan Torah, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, 'Va'ata pay amoy nimadi,' and you stand here with me." So you see that they were standing by Matan Torah, and Kriyas HaTorah is like a form, an element of Matan Torah. So therefore, we stand. Rabbi Avayu says that Omale Mikra Kasa V'Efshel Oimra. If not for the fact that this pasuk was written, it would be usher for us to say it. We wouldn't be able to say such a thing. But the pasuk says it. Kaviyachol. The pasuk describes Kaviyachol as if Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Amida, that almost like Hashem is standing, because Hashem says to Moshe, "Va'ata Po Amoid Imadi, stand with me." Mashma Kilu Hashem is standing. Avada Hashem doesn't have Ivarim. Hashem doesn't stand and sit and this and that. So that's why it's Kaviyachol. Rashi says Kaviyachol means it's like an Adam, as if Hashem was an Adam, so that's the way we would describe what was happening. But Avada, that's, these are deeper things, and it's not, the Pshat is not what it seems. So it's Kaviyachol Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Amida. But if not for the fact that the pasuk said it, then we wouldn't even dream of saying such a thing. V'amar Be'Avayu, Minayin L'Rav Shlo Yeshev Al Gabi Mito. How do we know that a Rebbe, when he's teaching Torah to his Talmidim, so the form is not supposed to be that the Rebbe is sitting on a mita, the Yishne l'Talmida v'algabi karka, and that he's teaching to his Talmidim who are on the floor? How do we know it's supposed to be an even playing field? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that the payamid imadi, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you stand here with me. Mashma, they were going to be on the same level. You see that it's not supposed to be that the Rebbe is sitting on a mita and the Talmidim are on the karka. Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa that Mimais Moshe v'Ad Rabbi Gamliel lo hayu lemedim Torah ela me'aymek. That when they, from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabbi Gamliel, always when they learned Torah, so they would learn it with a certain sense of kavod, so they would stand up when they were learning Torah. However, Mishamais Rabbi Gamliel, once Rabbi Gamliel was nifter, so yared chayli lo'aylam, so he became weaker, so weak dar, so once Rabbi Gamliel was nifter, so it became a little bit weaker, it was chayli, sickness that came into the world, v'hayu lamedim tayra miyushev, they didn't have the strength anymore, they weren't strong enough to read tayra, to learn tayra standing, so instead, they started learning tayra sitting. V'hayu d'tnan, and that's the deeper meaning of what the Mishnah says, that Mishamais Rabbi Gamliel batul kavod ha'Torah. The Mishnah in Saita in the end says that when Rabbi Gamliel was nifter, so kavod ha'Torah was batul, it's referring to this aspect, that it used to be that they would learn standing, showing kavod to the Torah, and now once he was nifter, so now we learn sitting, so it was batul kavod ha'Torah. Says the Gemara now, Kasav Echad Oimer Ve'eshev Bahar. One pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu describes himself by Har Sinai, and he says, Ve'eshev Bahar, I was sitting by the mountain. So it sounds like he learned sitting down. Kasav Echad Oimer Vanechi Amadati Bahar. I stood by the mountain. So did Moshe learn sitting, or did he learn standing? So says the Gemara, four terutzim. Says the Gemara, terutzim, one, I'm a Rebbe, I'm a Rav, that I made Ve'loi made, and Yoshe Ve'shaina. that he would learn when he would learn for the first time, so that he learned standing, and then when he was just doing chazara, so that he was sit, he was yayshev v'shayna, he would sit when he did the chazara. Rabbi Chanina Amar, that lo yayimei v'lo yayshev, the way we'll get out of the stira in the psukim is by saying that it wasn't either, it wasn't really sitting and it wasn't really standing, it was some in-between form, el sheicha, he was leaning over, so that's why it's called sitting and it's called standing, it's called both, it's a little bit in between. Rabbi Yechnan Amar, that ein yeshiva el olashayin akava, that yeshiva in the pasuk doesn't mean sitting, it means that I stayed by the mountain. I was there. I stayed by the mountain. So really, he was standing. And the pasuk which says ve'eshev bahar just means I remained by the mountain. Shenamar, where do we find the precedent for this? Shenamar, as the pasuk says, v'teishvu b'kadesh yamim rabim. Now you see that they dwelled, they settled by kadesh for many days. You see, teishvu doesn't always mean sitting. It could also mean just hanging out. Rava Amar, that rakos ma'umad v'kashos miyushav, that the things, the sugyas which were rakos, which were easy to learn, so then Moshe Rabbeinu had the strength, it was an easier sugya anyways, so then he would learn it standing up. V'kashos, but the sugyas that were harder, so those, he was miyushav, those he would sit down to have a little bit more yishavadas, no pun intended, so he would sit down in order to have a more clear mind to be able to learn the sugya.